We are talking to Megan today from Spence Counseling. I'm so thankful that she has made time to talk to us a little bit about rest and how we can live our lives in a way that provides it.
Megan, can you tell us, first question, why do we often choose to overwork?
I think that there are many reasons that we can do that, but I think one of the biggest things is it becomes kind of our sense of purpose, or we start to gain our identity from what we do and how much we can accomplish. Just our sense of purpose. And I think there's also pressures from culture, you know, how much can we accomplish, how much can we do, and pressure maybe financially or from relationships or just this drive to do more and be perfect.
How much of our tendency to overwork is kind of linked to maybe, you know, childhood upbringing and maybe messages we received growing up, if you can speak to that?
Sure. I think that definitely plays a part in what we believe or come to believe is important or the most important thing, and kind of where we place our value, what's expected, you know, what definitely comes from what we've seen in our parents or what's been maybe encouraged even verbally from them, actually as what's the best method.
Megan, I'd love to hear a little bit more about what the Bible says about where we find our worth.
Yeah, I mean, that's the part of the identity and learning how to seek out what our identity is in Christ and connecting with Him and relationships and our just knowing that our value doesn't come in anything that we do. It's not based on works. It's based on our connection with God and who He's made us to be. And that's where identity comes from.
And Megan, can you tell us a little bit too, give us a little more about what does it mean to rest? What are some of the basics of rest? You know, some of us are kind of beginners in it and need to do a lot better at it. What are some of those basics?
Being able to, of course, get into the Word and, you know, and just spend that time with God, being in prayer and really having that quiet time to listen to and be open to that. I think having some fellowship with other believers, of course, is always good, and being able to bounce ideas off of others that probably are struggling with the same things, and just in that way, being able to feel connection with God, but even through others. I think just, you know, though, anytime there's that feeling of the pressure, you know, when they can identify like, oh, I'm maybe starting to lean that way again, being able to identify the feeling, but then challenge that in themselves to really question, I guess, stop and think, is this really bringing me joy? Is this really fulfilling me? Is this really what God's calling me to? Or how do I adjust that if not?